Chapter 27, The Police Patrol, Part 1. Accompanied. Afraid. Alarm. Barked. Closed. Cried. Damn. Did. Drove. Dry. Everybody. Fasten. Gun. Handcuffs. Hid. High. Howling. Hundred. Key. Limit. Look around. Met. Microphone. Officer. Opened. Price. Pursuit. Robbery. Rushed. Seat belts. Sergeant. Showed. Siren. Speed. Speeder. Started. Stepped. Thief. Thieves. Tried. 12. Understood. Waited. What is the matter? The Police Patrol, Part 1. Robert and David arrived at the building of the newspaper San Francisco News at 17 o'clock next day. The police car was waiting for them already. A policeman got out of the car. "Hello, I am Sergeant Frank Strict," he said when David and Robert came to the car. "Hello, glad to meet you. My name is Robert. We must accompany you," Robert answered. "Hello, I am David. Were you waiting long for us?" David asked. "No, I have just arrived here. Let us get into the car. We begin city patrolling now," the policeman said. They all got into the police car. "Are you accompanying a police patrol for the first time?" Sergeant Strict asked, starting the engine. "We have never accompanied a police patrol before," David answered. At this moment, the police radio began to talk. "Attention, P-11 and P-07. A blue car is speeding along College Street." "P-07, got it," Sergeant Strict said in the microphone. Then he said to the boys, "The number of our car is P-07. A big blue car rushed past them with very high speed. Frank Strict took the mic again and said, "P-07 is speaking. I see the speeding blue car. Begin pursuit." Then he said to the boys, "Fasten your seat belts." The police car started quickly. The sergeant stepped on the gas up to the stop and switched on the siren. They rushed with the howling siren past buildings, cars, and buses. Frank Strict made the blue car stop. Sergeant got out of the car and went to the speeder. David and Robert went after him. "I am Police Officer Frank Strict. Show your driving license, please," the policeman said to the speeder. "Here's my driving license." The driver showed his driving license. "What is the matter?" he said angrily. "You were driving through the city with a speed of 120 kilometers an hour. The speed limit is 50, the sergeant said. "Ah, this. You see, I have just washed my car, so I was driving a little faster to dry it up," the man said with a sly smile. "Does it cost much to wash the car?" the policeman asked. "Not much. It costs $12, the speeder said. "You do not know the prices," Sergeant Strick said. "It really costs you $212 because you will pay $200 for drying the car. Here is the ticket. Have a nice day," the policeman said. He gave a speeding ticket for $200 and the driving license to the speeder and went back to the police car. "Frank, I think you have lots of experience with speeders, haven't you?" David asked the policeman. "I have met many of them," Frank said, starting the engine. "At first, they look like angry tigers or sly foxes, but after I speak with them, they look like afraid kittens or silly monkeys, like that one in the blue car." Meanwhile, a little white car was slowly driving along a street not far from the city park. The car stopped near a shop. A man and a woman got out of the car and went up to the shop. It was closed. The man looked around. Then he quickly took out some keys and tried to open the door. At last he opened it and they went inside. "Look, there are so many dresses here," the woman said. She took out a big bag and began to put in everything there. When the bag was full, she took it to the car and came back. "Take everything quickly." "Oh, what a wonderful hat," the man said. He took from the shop window a big black hat and put it on. "Look at this red dress. I like it so much," the woman said and quickly put on the red dress. She did not have more bags, so she took more things in her hands, ran outside, and put them on the car. Then she ran inside to bring more things. The police car, P-07, was slowly driving along the city park when the radio began to talk. "Attention all patrols. We have got a robbery alarm from a shop near the city park. The address of the shop is 72 Park Street."
P-07, got it, Frank said in the mic.
"I am very close to this place. Drive there." They found the shop very quickly and drove up to the white car. Then they got out of the car and hid behind it. The woman in new red dress ran out of the shop. She put some dresses on the police car and ran back in the shop. The woman did it very quickly. She did not see that it was a police car.
"Damn it! I forgot my gun in the police station," Frank said.
Robert and David looked at the sergeant strict and then surprised at each other. The policeman was so confused that David and Robert understood they must help him. The woman ran out of the shop again, put some dresses on the police car, and ran back. Then David said to Frank,
"We can pretend that we have guns."
"Let's do it," Frank answered. "But you do not get up. The thieves may have guns," he said, and then cried,
"This is the police speaking. Everybody who is inside the shop, put your hands up and come slowly one by one out of the shop."
They waited for a minute. Nobody came out. Then Robert had an idea.
"If you will not come out now, we will set the police dog on you," he cried, and then barked like a big angry dog.
The thieves ran out with hands up immediately. Frank quickly put handcuffs on them and got them to the police car. Then he said to Robert, "It was a great idea pretending that we have a dog. You see, I have forgotten my gun 2 times already. If they learn that I have forgotten it for the 3rd time, they may fire me or make me do office work. You will not tell anybody about it, will you?"
"Sure not," Robert said.
"Never," David said.
"Thank you very much for helping me, guys." Frank shook their hands strongly.